March Madness is in full swing, and we have another Locked On Bracket Breakdown as number 9 Auburn topped 8-seeded Iowa in the first round of the NCAA tournament. I'm Jordan Black, and we are joined by the host of Locked On Auburn, Zach Blackerby. Zach, you're fired up. Round 1 is in the books. Auburn taking down Iowa. Give us your general thoughts on the game, how Auburn fared, taking down Iowa tonight.
Yeah, Jordan, in a year where everybody has labeled Auburn as overrated and this is a down year for the Tigers, Bruce Pearl's done a terrible job coaching. Get out of here with all of those narratives. This team wins 20 games in the regular season and finds a way to win a tournament game against an Iowa team, which I will admit, it's been hot and cold. And look, they were cold in the first half, very hot in the second half, but Auburn weathered the storm, which I think is all that really matters, survive in advance in March. And I think you saw different guys step up, which is really what's kind of cool about this team. And I think it's what makes them a little bit dangerous for, we assume they'll play Houston on Saturday at the time of us putting this up. But you saw Trey Donaldson off of the bench go 3 of 3, making 3 threes in a row, which was absolutely beautiful. You saw Jani Broome down low take over the game at different stints of it. And you saw Wendell Green close it out. And also, Jordan, he set the Auburn record for consecutive free throws made, and that is still going because he made all 8 of his free throws tonight, including probably 4 of those 8 in the last few minutes to extend it and to keep the game out of reach.
Okay, well, you hit us with a lot of stats there, so we have to hit you with one of these. Ooh. Auburn was ahead by 17, and then Iowa closed in a little bit. What did you make of that? Iowa did try to come back. I mean, it wasn't great for the Hawkeyes. They gave up over 50 points in the second half. But what did you make of that little comeback?
Yeah. So this Iowa team, they've lived by the three and died by the three because they shoot a ton of them. And, Jordan, they're about the national average. One of the narratives going into this game was how good of a three-point shooting team they are. They've made a lot of threes, but the percentage is about what the national average is. And so in the first half, they went 0-for-9, and you kind of had the feeling, well, they're eventually going to make some of these. This team is not going to go, 0-for the entirety of the night. And they came out in the second half and started shooting pretty well from behind the arc. And, yeah, they got it within 4. And sadly, this is something that Auburn fans are somewhat used to at this point. Double-digit leads with 10 minutes left to go. What could go wrong? No, we've seen Auburn be on the wrong side of this consistently, Jordan. I think the most famous one was they were up 17 in Tuscaloosa against Alabama, the number one team in college basketball. And then Alabama slowly clawed back and forced overtime and ultimately won that game. We've seen Auburn do this time and time and time again and show inability to close out close games. But they closed it out tonight, and that's all that really matters.
So they've made it to this weekend. You've mentioned they're either going to play Houston or Northern Kentucky by the time we put this up. You're assuming, and most of us are assuming, that it's going to be Houston. What's your take on Saturday's game, and what does Auburn need to do to advance to the Sweet 16?
I think this Auburn team is a team that people don't want to play. And we already saw Houston's head coach come out and pitch a little bit of a fit because Auburn's only playing 2 hours away in Birmingham. It's going to be an electric environment. It was a home game for Auburn. It wasn't played in Neville Arena. It was played up in Birmingham, but it was a home game, much like it was for Alabama earlier in the day. And it's going to be a home game against Houston on Saturday, Jordan. And I don't know. I wouldn't want to play this Auburn team. Look, the record doesn't necessarily scream it, but ever since Auburn's loss in Knoxville, Auburn has led the SEC in three-point percentage. Guard play has been quietly very, very efficient over the course of the last 2 weeks of the season. But the record doesn't scream it because you had to go to overtime against Alabama, but if you play like that against any other team in college basketball, Jordan, you win. And you probably win by a lot. You're definitely a Sweet 16 team if you're able to do that. And then they back it up by playing against Tennessee in the regular season opener, or the regular season finale, rather. And all of a sudden, you're just like, wow, this Auburn team's peaking at the right time. And then they play Arkansas, who was the highest-rated 10 seed in the history of the SEC tournament, and they fell flat in a close one there. But when you just look at the stats and not the record, they're playing their best ball of the season. And if they keep that trend going, I think they beat Houston on Saturday, and I think they're dancing in the Sweet 16.
So you have them as bracket busters. We won't make you predict more after that, but you have them going pretty far ways in the tournament, right?
I think so. And look, the fact that it's in Birmingham, this Auburn team is so emotional. It's so emotional. And look, the highs are really high and the lows are really low. But I think when the energy is in the building, and it will be because it's going to be virtually a home game for Auburn on Saturday against whoever they're playing. Like you said, we think it's Houston. Give me the Tigers.
Give them the Tigers. You heard him, Zach. Thank you for that great insight. And for more on Auburn, make sure you're subscribed to Locked On Auburn. And for a full view of the bracket and all the action, make sure you're subscribed to Locked On College Basketball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Thanks so much for watching and listening, everyone.